Jim Vashrow took the reins as the Region 1 Fisheries Manager for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks in Kalispell in 1981.
My timing wasn't very good. I got here just as the same year that MISA showed up and just before the Kokanee Flathead Lake crashed. And, you know, in one way or another, that's colored most of the 31 years since. There has not been a single year or a single week in the last 31 years that I haven't heard about MISIS and what a big mistake it was, and it was.
Vashrow says Flathead Lake was just one of more than 100 lakes that had MISIS shrimp introduced, but arguably saw the most profound change.
The Flathead Lake of 1981 no longer exists. The ecology has been totally flipped upside down, and everything we're doing is treating symptoms. And until we really treat the problem, which is MISIS, we're not going to get back to the old Flathead Lake.
During Vashrow's tenure, the state and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes signed a co-management plan for Flathead Lake in 2000.
It was fairly groundbreaking. I don't think there's many other models like that across the nation for a tribe and an agency to come together. So that was a pretty neat thing. I hope we can eventually get back to that point.
The plan has since expired, and both sides have said they're interested in renewing a co-management agreement. The sticking point has been lake trout suppression. The tribes are prepping to move forward with more aggressive efforts, including netting. The state says this might do more harm than good right now. Illegally introduced fish, or bucket biology, is another issue Vashrow has been battling.
Fishermen need to recognize how much opportunity they've lost due to illegal introductions. Everybody will say, well, this one went, you know, this one produced a good fishery. For every one of those, I can show you 20 that, you know, we've lost opportunity and costs have gone up.
Vashrow gives Lake Mary Ronan as an example. The lake was a stronghold for kokanee salmon and a place where the state harvests kokanee salmon eggs for stocking operations. Vashrow says perch were illegally introduced, and 6 years later, they became the dominant fish in the lake.
We used to stock cutthroat. We gave that up. They don't survive. Rainbows used to be self-sustaining. They no longer make it. We have to stock them. We have to stock kokanee at a larger size to maintain a fishery, and all that's costing us maybe $40,000 a year more just to try to hold on to what we've got.
Vashrow says tracking illegal introductions has been a pet project, and he's developed a database that tracks them across the state.
The last update documented 500 illegal fish introductions in 250 waters. Unfortunately, half of those occurred here in Region 1 in northwest Montana, so we're seeing the brunt of that. I'm just in the process of updating that, and we're going to add nearly 100 more introductions in the last 7 years. It's a huge problem.
Restoring pure native Westlope cutthroat trout into the South Fork Flathead drainage is an effort that sparked controversy when it was proposed, and Vashrow calls a success as it nears completion. More hybrid trout were starting to show up in this Westlope stronghold. The state has been systematically poisoning high mountain lakes and restocking them with genetically pure trout.
We've been able to protect, really on an ecosystem basis, the whole South Fork, and that's pretty exciting to be able to do something at that scale.
Expanding fishing opportunities has been one of the brighter aspects of Vashrow's job. He lists Hooked on Fishing, Becoming an Outdoors Woman, and Casting for Recovery as great programs that work on getting kids fishing, teaching women outdoor skills, and breast cancer survivors to fly fish.
Fishing, to me, is something that everybody can do at some level. It's a great family sport, something you can do your entire life.
Vashrow's successor will be stepping into a situation where lake trout management continues to dominate the agenda, reforging an agreement with the tribes, reestablishing native fisheries against threats from illegal introductions and aquatic invasive species, all on waters that many people in northwest Montana are passionate about.
You have to not take it personal. You have to know that they care deeply and that there's some common ground there. I have always said outreach is just critical, and communication. We need to know what fishermen are thinking. We need to be out there talking to the folks. And because they spend so much time on the water, they have insights that we don't get.
Vashrow says he intends to stay connected with these issues. In the future, he'll just be on the other side of the microphone during public comment. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.